RG Ministry and Catholic Influences presents the Sunday Homilies Podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We invite you to join Father Rob as he reflects on the Sunday Gospel readings and how we can apply these reflections to our lives today.
Mary. I love how Mary trusted the Lord. She had this encounter with Angel Gabriel. An angel is someone who's a messenger of the Lord. She had, in a sense, an encounter with God the Father. And in that encounter, she was given an incredible mission to bring Jesus to this world. This is the same mission that you and I have. At 16, 17 years old, I had an incredible encounter with the Lord. And this encounter changed my life. And I experienced the love of God. I write about this in my book, Breakthrough. I'm not going to go through all of the details, but I had such an intense encounter that I ran across the world to tell anyone I could about what Jesus did in my life. And I see this in Mary. You know, she goes out, she experiences this love of God, this encounter with God, and she runs out to Elizabeth. She doesn't keep it to herself. She doesn't enjoy and bask in the presence of God, which is something beautiful, something wonderful, but she goes out. But the thing that the gospel finishes with, it says this: the angel left her. That moment of consolation where she fell to the presence of God, where she was able to say yes, all of a sudden is not present anymore. And she goes and it's tiresome. She has to walk, she runs, she walks towards Elizabeth. It's not a short walk. It was a day, 2 days walk. It was crazy. I don't know if you've ever been to the Church of the Visitation where Elizabeth lived, but it's an incredible hill, a long way up. Many people are not able to walk up that hill. There's a taxi service that takes you up and down this hill. It's crazy. And Mary walked this up pregnant. Now, this is her heart, you see, because when we encounter the Lord, we cannot keep it to ourselves. We want to reach out to others. Even in moments where we don't feel the presence of God, where we don't sense the closeness of God. I also experienced the love of God intensely when I was 17, but for almost 10 years, 15 years after, not a single moment of consolation. But the passion was still there. The desire to serve the Lord was still there. I wanted above all things to make a mark in the kingdom of God because I wanted people to experience what I experienced. I wanted the world to know what Jesus had done in my life, that he transformed me from an addict to someone who wants to build the kingdom of God. What about us? Sometimes we wish we could feel the presence of God, and maybe in the past we have experienced closeness to God, but now God seems far away. But even though God seems far away, his call for you to reach out to others, as Mary did to Elizabeth, has not stopped. God's call over your life to serve others does not stop with the feelings. Continue to love, continue to serve. Continue to choose the Lord. Continue to walk with the Lord. Continue to say yes to God, even when the angel leaves. Even when the presence of God isn't present and it's just hard work. God is there. God is present. As we approach this Christmas day next week, let's ask the Lord, Lord, let me, like Elizabeth, say yes to you. And even these moments of consolation when we can hold the baby Jesus in our hands, those moments where we feel your presence, let us be grateful, but not dependent on these moments of consolation. We want to serve you even when the feelings are not there.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's edition of the Sunday Homilies Podcast, preached by Father Rob Gallia. We pray that it has blessed you and encouraged you in your faith. If you're looking for an extended explanation of the Sunday Mass readings and relevant life issues from a Catholic perspective, be sure to check out the Catholic Influences podcast, hosted by Father Rob, Alyssa Aegis, and Justine Cumbo. This podcast is available on all online platforms. You can also follow us on social media at Catholic Influences_ on Instagram, Catholic Influences on Facebook, at Kath Influences on Twitter and on YouTube at youtube.com/FRG Ministry. If you'd like to email us, you can do so at podcast@frgministry.com. We would love to hear from you. We are so blessed to be able to reach millions of people here in this ministry, but it is only possible through your generous and ongoing support. So if you'd like to support us, you can visit frgministry.com/donate. We encourage you to check out our other faith resources and online courses at www.frgministry.com/churchonline. And we look forward to joining you on this podcast again next week. God bless.